Chapter 30.
I eventually discovered the duplicity of the craftsmanship guilds, charging more for their services than my set pricing, which explained why they had such ease in keeping their members. I tried my best to suppress them, but they unionized against me. They knew I needed their skilled labor, so instead of punishing them, I executed their wives, daughters, and sons. This brought them in line, but sowed the seeds of hatred that would eventually lead to my downfall. There was a middle-ranking guild member from the Artistry Guild that took particular grievance to my actions. You all know his name. Rayatan Leuza.
Men screamed as they were ripped apart, the others stumbling and running into things, utterly crippled by the loss of light.
"What's going on?" Sane called out in a panic.
"It's a black damned shade. Two, by the sound of it."
"Oh, light," Sane said. "I can't see where I'm going."
But Dalin could see, not with his eyes, but with his light sense. With it, Sane was as visible as in day. In fact, as Dalin fully relied on this power, he could see everyone and even the faint outline of his surroundings. But there was something else, something wrong and unnatural. The wrongness had form, and Dalin could see them, like two darker parts in the blackness, and it made him feel sick. The shade. They flew with lethal speed from man to man, slashing and tearing with their vicious claws. The men floundered helplessly. Most shade could fly when bathed in the black of night, but hopefully these would be too new to have developed any greater powers. Dalin ran to a source of light that he could sense through the darkness. This light didn't come from a living creature, but rather one of the sunstones in the many sconces of the cavern. He entered a small area of light, for the darkness that the shade cast couldn't extinguish it, only push it back. They weakened the light and restricted it to glowing only a meter or so from its source. Within the light, Dalin himself was illuminated, as was the ground under his feet, but everything else was bathed in darkness. Dalin grabbed a sunstone the size of a large marble from the sconce and held it between two gauntleted fingers, imperious in his other hand. Grabbing a second sunstone, Dalin ran to Sane, finding him easily in the darkness with his light sense. Dalin gave Sane the second stone.
"Get to the ship and grab Arik! I need him!"
Sane nodded quickly and moved much easier now, having some light to guide him. Dalin ran forward and attacked one of the monstrous shade. He had fought shade before, light he had fought thousands of them, having survived the fourth night, but it had never been easy. One of the best weapons to fight the shade was a torch, a sunstone-powered light that looked like a telescope. By focusing and magnifying the light, it could pierce the shade's unnatural darkness to an extent. If you shone enough intense light on a shade, they lost all their unnatural powers, like their ability to fly, but not their strength. Of course, Dalin had no torch with him. Luckily, from how these things moved and attacked, they were both only lesser shade. But lesser by no means meant weak or harmless. They were still more deadly than any natural thing in existence. A greater shade, or the worst, a lord shade, would have meant his doom, given how unprepared he was. Dalin took off his sun-forged gauntlet and threw it aside. It wasn't like Imperius and would shatter as soon as the shade touched it. Dalin drew in the light from the sunstone he held and bonded it to his speed. As he drew upon the light, the sunstone dimmed greatly. Dalin charged at the monster. It noticed him instantly, as they could see perfectly in darkness. It shrieked and flew up, avoiding Dalin's attack. With his sense, Dalin could make out the shade's form and see that it had once been a young teenage girl, her dress hanging in tatters. In their early forms, shade looked mostly like they had in life, except corrupted and foul. Blood was ever seeping from their eyes and mouth, their skin a decaying white, their hair black as night, their teeth jagged, their fingers ending in vicious claws, and, devoid of all life, their eyes were as red as blood. The shade dived toward Dalin, its claws ready to rend him apart. Dalin leapt to the side and rolled before rising, only to be struck by the second. Its claws sank into his shoulders, pulling him into the air with it, and trying to rip him in two. Dalin enhanced his fortitude to resist the shade's unnatural strength. The light from Dalin's sunstone enveloped them both, but it wasn't strong enough to nullify the shade's powers. It shrieked as it tried to rend him, but Dalin's power kept him in one piece. The shade held Dalin's sword arm at bay, but he did manage to raise his left fist and push the small sunstone into the shade's face. The stone's light alone might not have been bright enough to affect the shade, but making physical contact was different. The thing shrieked in pain, and they fell. Dalin directed their fall, forcing the shade under him, and managed to pull his sword arm back enough to drive Imperius through the monster's gut as they landed. Shattering glass sounded as Imperius resisted the shade's touch. 791, Dalin thought in the back of his head. The shade screamed and, with one arm, threw him away. Dalin was still bonding light to his body, so the landing didn't break any bones. Getting to his feet, Dalin's bonds suddenly switched to healing without him causing them to do so. In a few seconds, the deep cuts in his arms from the shade's claws were healed. The sunstone felt noticeably smaller than when he had found it. Indeed, when looking at it, Dalin saw that it was half its original size. His powers were consuming it. The two shades circled him in the air. It took a lot more than a mere impaling to kill a shade. Cutting them in half or a proper decapitation would do the job. The problem was that a shade's flesh was twice as tough as a boar's. Then, suddenly, Dalin was surrounded by light. Arik. Thank the light, Dalin said, sighing in relief. Arik was using his powers and light was streaming off of him, though he was only able to illuminate a 5-meter radius before the darkness fought back. It was like the shadows were trying to press in on them. This is certainly unexpected, Arik said. Blackheart, he must have thought this was a nice security measure. The fool, that's what I said. Arik looked up and to his left, possessing the same light sense as Dalin, even though their powers were different. Any more of these? Arik asked. Only the two, both lesser, one injured, with no unique powers as far as I can tell. Then let us end this quickly, Arik said, stretching out his hand, the light emanating from his body being drawn to it. Bright, intense light suddenly shot on a beam from Arik's outstretched arm. It pierced the darkness, and though it grew weaker the further away it was from Arik, it was still strong enough to strike the nearer shade, which then fell from the air. Dalin raced forward while channeling light through each of his bonds to speed, spinning and slicing the thing in two, Imperius chiming its sound of breaking glass. Yes, a shade's flesh was tough, but for Imperius, it was butter. 790, Dalin said softly.
I've seen you before, a grating voice whispered softly from the darkness.
The shade! It speaks! Arik called out, from where Dalin couldn't see.
Lesser shade can't speak, Arik. Not for themselves, at least. A greater shade is speaking through it, using their hive mind.
Yes, you know us well, the shade said. I remember fighting you.
This wasn't good. Dalin had to kill the thing quickly.
You're remembering my father, Dalin lied. He fought you the last time you things tried to end the world.
Oh, but we remember. We remember everything, and we remember you. Yes, you say we tried to end the world, yet you have done more in bringing that about than anything we have ever done. Daedalus the Conqueror!
Silence!
Dalin screamed, enraged. He drew on the light from his sunstone, but he wanted more. He wanted to kill this thing as fast as possible. Pulling on the light, like sucking in as much air as he could, Dalin absorbed the whole stone and his powers suddenly surged. In a blindingly fast motion, literally a fraction of a second, Dalin sped forward and cut the shade in two. The chime of breaking glass reverberated through the cavern as light flooded the cave. Dalin managed to think, 789, but was then quickly distracted by what he had done. Somehow he had absorbed the whole sunstone, which gave him a brief burst of heightened power.
I was ready to send another beam of light, Arik said, but clearly you didn't need it.
I just did something strange.
I saw. You surged your powers with the sunstone.
I what?
Absorbing a whole sunstone for a large but brief burst of power,
Arik said, walking to Dalen's side. It's called surging. I can do it too. But if we absorb a sunstone that's too big too quickly, it will kill us.
And you didn't tell me?
I'm still waiting to see you use your powers responsibly. You're doing better, but I've yet to see you control yourself when angry. Breaking Sane's arm didn't help. With that in light, I think it's obvious why I don't tell you how to get more out of your powers.
Even if it might save my life?
I didn't know we would run into the Shade, Dalen. Still, the knowledge you had of your powers is perfectly adequate for anything you need.
And what if I had been holding a sunstone that happened to be bigger and accidentally killed myself?
Very few people figure out surging on their own.
Well, I'm one of those few.
Obviously.
Is there anything else you're not telling me?
When I was a teenager, I liked to draw naked women. Dalen ground his teeth in frustration.
Arik!
It's true. Oh, puberty, he said with a sigh. A very difficult time.
Dalen glared at him.
Someone's not in a laughing mood. Okay. You need to be touching the stone to surge from it. A sunstone about the size of a fist is as large as you want to go. Surging a whole stone of that size will give you a massive burst of power and won't kill you, but you'll feel like a horse kicked you in the chest for the length of a fall. Alternatively, if you're already in regular light, you can draw on the stone at a slower rate for a small but consistent enhancement on top of your regular powers, but that will fatigue your body's channeling ability much quicker. You might find yourself quickly exhausted and unable to channel at all for several hours.
Anything else?
Look, Dalen, I only know so much about light binding, specifically those things that overlap with my own powers. Right now, there's nothing else that comes to mind.
Well, I guess I know now, Dalen said, grabbing his gauntlet from the ground.
He walked to a few nearby sconces where he took their sunstones. This surging thing could be very useful. You handled yourself admirably, Arik said, looking to the dead Shade. And you were right to call for me.
Dalen was pulling on his gauntlet. I did what needed to be done.
You've clearly fought them before.
Yeah. Even in day, the Shade lurk under any dark rock. A lot of people find themselves against them.
But few survive.
Dalen looked down on the Shade he had just killed. It was the female one, and indeed she had been a young girl when turned. Most likely it was Blackheart that turned them, Dalen said. Locked them away in that dark cave. I bet this one would have grown into a lust, given enough time. And then no weak-willed, red-blooded man could have resisted its sexual compulsion, especially not these brainless pirates. Light Blackheart was a fool.
More arrogant than foolish, though arrogance can make many intelligent men fools, Arik said. Interesting that the Shade thought you the conqueror.
Is it? Dalen said, preparing to spin some bull. You picked out that I was the Conqueror's son the first time we met. I looked just like him, and my father was my age when he fought the Shade during the fourth night. It's an easy mistake, considering.
Arik was silent for a few seconds. Yes, clearly.
This thing, Dalen said, nodding to the dead monster, can't have been the captive Blackheart linked to his sword, otherwise it would have shattered when she turned.
Then we best search this place thoroughly.